It really doesn't get any bigger than this, but we've seen this time and time again. Huge Chiefs Bills regular season game.
Now, they're last good at year, getting those on the books.
Last year, both teams played in December, and they both had a bunch more losses. The Chiefs had five more losses, by the way, when they faced them in the regular season last time. The Bills had four more losses when they faced each other in December. That was the regular season matchup when the Chiefs lost 20-17. That was the whole, you know, Kadarius Toney offsides. Ruined the perfect lateral from Kelce play.
Bring that up.
That was that game. And then we all know in the playoffs, the Chiefs got a 3-point win and moved on to the AFC title game. But yeah, I mean, there's because of the number one seed implications, that's why this one feels bigger than even last year's regular season matchup, which was at Arrowhead. This time, it's up at Highmark there in New York.
It's the single, like, regular season games for the Chiefs. Specifically the Chiefs, because that's important to note here. I'm sure they do for other teams. I don't know how many times we've joked about other teams playing their Super Bowls essentially against Kansas City. Although some Denver fan tried to claim that like Mahomes celebrating at the end of theirs was like Mahomes celebrating like it was a Super Bowl, but he wins actual Super Bowls. So that insult doesn't land. Regular season games for the Chiefs do not get bigger than this one. They can essentially narrow the playing field of number one seed potential to just two teams, one of which you will play on Christmas Day, and has an incredibly difficult schedule the rest of the way in the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team I don't think is a real threat to take the number one seed from you, and a team that you also currently have a two-game lead on anyway. So you get that. You get the hostile environment. You're in Buffalo. That's a dangerous place to play. You get the history between the two teams, everything. This is about as big of a regular season game as you can get for Kansas City because it's the number one and number two quarterbacks in the league. It is the two best teams in the AFC in a hostile environment with number one seed implications. Barring this game being on December 30th, and it was the second to last game of the season, and it actually decided the number one seed, massive test for both of these teams to find out where they are.
Yeah, because we all know there's just a very good chance they're going to play each other again in the playoffs. And there just is. And unless each is one.
Surprised, I guess, if they don't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if each is 1-2 and you think Baltimore still finds a way to get to an AFC title game, and so you think we don't get that. Otherwise, it feels like they're going to play each other yet again in the postseason. That's been the normal routine. It's why we've gotten to know our sister station up in Buffalo and guys like Mike Shope, and we've had them on our show. We've been on their show, both of us. I don't know, Cody, was this now 4 years in a row? Really, since we started the show, basically 5 years now. We used to do bets. We stopped doing the bets with them because they had to keep sending us wings and pasta, whatever it was the
it
last
time. It seemed
like
we were just tricking them into sending us free food, and it was never a two-way street.
We never sent them barbecue because the Chiefs just kept winning, and then they didn't make the playoffs. When they made the bets in the playoffs, which is when we were doing them, the Chiefs obviously were always winning. Regular season, I'll admit, like, it's early in the week. I haven't come up with my final prediction how I see this game going. I love Mahomes as an underdog spot. Obviously, he's usually pretty darn good.
Yeah, the history is strong
in that spot. But I also know in the regular season, this is typically the spot where the Bills do beat the Chiefs. Like, this is the regular season game where they do get them. That's why it was so massive the Chiefs found a way to win against the Denver Broncos, because otherwise we're talking about actually flipping the number one seed. Nothing can happen on Sunday that is going to move the Chiefs out of the current number one seed. Nothing can happen, right? It can make it easier. It can make it way more interesting, but it doesn't change that because the Chiefs won. If the Chiefs would be going into this game 8-1 instead of 9-1 or 9-0, then we'd have a different conversation. Like, truly, then they would need some help almost the rest of the way. The Chiefs could lose and still not need help.
Yeah, pretty good chance. But if they, you know, I get it. Like, because someone's going to be like, well, if they win, they're still up. I was like, yeah, but that one game is truly one game. They lose, and the tiebreaker belongs to the Bills, the teams that would have beaten them head to head. I also like it from the perspective of there are still people who both doubt both of these teams. And you're like, but how? They got the best records. The Chiefs are undefeated. Trust me, find yourself a national publication of any kind. You will find teams that will be like, look at how the Chiefs are winning. They're only beating these teams barely. Overtime against the Bucks with no weapons, block field goal against the Broncos, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I pointed out that there's an entire thread from the 33rd team of all the times the Chiefs could have lost this year. And it was, you know, it's the ones like, if Isaiah Likely's toe is in, if the field goal doesn't get blocked, if all, you know, like, except, like, think about how their season, instead of 9-0, could have been essentially 0-9 in their minds, right? Which is not true. But Buffalo has also shown a lot of flaws throughout the year. but they're also doing the same thing the Chiefs are doing, which is just winning. So in a lot of ways, it feels like something's got to give. Both of these teams have done a great job at winning in spite of some of the issues that do exist on any team or for any team. And I'm curious to find out what gives inside of that matchup. Am I down on the Chiefs if they lose to the Bills in Buffalo after starting the season 9-0? Do you think I'm going to come in here on Monday and freak out if the Bills get a win on Sunday?
Yeah, you are. You're going to say it's all over.
No, I will if they lose the Bills game and then the following week lose the Panthers. I'm prepared to panic. I am prepared to panic if that's how it goes down. But it's like if they lose to the Bills, it's a regular season game. I understand that. But this feels like, so it's, I don't know the last time, like the 49ers won because they ended up not having Christian McCaffrey and all these other things. What is the game in which you felt like, I think it's probably the Ravens game is the only other game this year where I'm like, all right, where are we? Where are things? And now it's even more intriguing
to me
because
week one.
I know, but like the Ravens, I thought were one of the better teams in the league. But since then, what's the test that you're like, where are we as a unit? Now the Bills game gives you the, this is the Chiefs. Let's just admit it. This is essentially the Chiefs. Nothing fundamentally is changing. It is Wanye Morris. No, it is DeAndre Hopkins.
So I disagree a little bit there. I know
Pacheco could come back. They have a good running game now.
I mean, I'm obviously curious how Wanye Morris holds up, and you know, knowing what we've discussed at great length yesterday, like we both agree they need to bring in some more depth at the position. But I disagree that it's like this will be the unit that's in the playoffs because Aminihou's still not playing, Pacheco's still not playing, Juju, we're not 100% sure if he's back. Maybe he's back, so there's a chance he doesn't play. Yeah. Hollywood Brown, maybe he's available.
I'm just like not counting him as part of the equation
for
now.
Let's throw him out. But
everyone else,
I think there's still more reinforcements on the way. So I don't think this is, in fairness for Buffalo too, because Keon Coleman's not playing. We already know he's out. Their talented young rookie wide receiver is not going to play. Amari Cooper's banged up. We'll see. And my guess is he finds a way to play on Sunday. So they're not 100%. So I don't know if this is, you know, if they play in the playoffs, I don't think it'll be the exact same teams as we're seeing on Sunday. Maybe that's, I'm not saying I'm not pumped up for the game. I definitely am. I think it's a huge game on a pretty good slate in the NFL coming up this Sunday too.
And I got to look at, I didn't see if there was typically on Mondays, there's not updates on injuries for those guys. Dalton Kincaid, again, had left that game early. So I guess we'll see. That's actually the bigger one for the Bills, because if there's one area on the field, we know that teams can take advantage of the Chiefs defense. It is tight end. That has certainly and consistently been an ongoing theme for the entire year. And sometimes, like, I like those challenges. I like to find out if those guys just get the yardage, like has taken place so many other times, or if they're going to get the yardage and actually impact the final win on the end game of it. I'm excited. Like, this is the most excited I've been for a game since probably Cincinnati. Cincinnati, because they're the two biggest rivals in the NFL.
It's been that long? Like eight weeks, whatever it's been.
No offense, but like it's not like I didn't think Atlanta was a good game, but like getting up for a road Atlanta game. Chargers, they always beat them. Saints, I don't care. 49ers was an interesting one. I think maybe if Christian McCaffrey, their full complement, if that was all in place, maybe I feel different. Certainly not the Raiders, certainly not the Bucs, certainly not the Broncos.